Now I want to talk about the next concept. I talked about heart disease as something everyone's concerned about. What next people were concerned about? And it was really neuroscience, neurology. And a lot of things we talk about in an aging population and getting old has to do with things like cognitive function and vision. And these are all neuropathic. We talk about the human eye. It's a miracle. If you look at the human eye, you can't do anything but get religious. It's this absolute miracle of engineering, incredibly complex. And we have some statistics and facts about the eye. You know, the eye is the second most complex organ in the body after the brain. The cornea has no blood vessels. I thought that was really cool. I mean, how does it get nutrients? It's actually avascular. It has a cytoplasm that generates all the nutrients. The eye muscle is the strongest and most active in the body. The eye requires no rest. It's working 24/7. So even when you're sleeping, the eyes are moving. We blink about 25,000 times a day. Also, the eye heals really quickly. And I know because I told the story, I was actually trying to thread a wire into a needle, into the hole of a needle, and I couldn't line it up right. So I held the pin here and I put the wire toward my eye to line it up, and I poked myself in the eye. So listen, I'm a smart guy, but even smart guys can do some dumb things. So I actually scratched my cornea. I called my friend who was an ophthalmologist, and he goes, "Don't worry, Rick, the eye heals quickly. Just, you know, keep it moist, use drops. If you want to put a patch in, put a patch on." And of course, it was perfect by the next day. So this is a fun fact. Under the right condition, your human eye can actually see light from a candle 14 miles away, which I think is really, really, really cool. That just tells you how sensitive your eyes can be. So what happens to your eyes? Think about this. Your eyes, the cells in your eyes, are the only living cells in your body that face the outside world. Your hair is dead cells. Your nails are dead cells. Your skin, the surface of your skin, are dead cells. Only your eyes are living, which is why we have to keep them wet and why we have to constantly provide antioxidants to prevent damage from things like photooxidation. So we have airborne irritants, dry environments, eye strain, and of course, photooxidation. So when we have an aging population and we think about neurology and neuropathic issues, we think of blurred vision, age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, leading cause of blindness in the United States. But also we think about just aging and having senior moments and can't find the word. But even worse, we talk about dementias, things like Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia. Are there things we can do about it? So the more I thought about this and the more I saw that the eyes and the brain are so connected that everything that's good for the brain is good for the eyes. And everything that's good for the eyes is good for the brain. They are directly connected. And we've seen this. The eye is an anatomical extension of the brain. In fact, if you look at the neurons, the vasculature, the immune response, they're all completely the same. Both organs modify similarly with disease. And then, of course, we know that the eye is a window to changes occurring in the brain, that we can look at the eye when we're looking at things like dementia. So that leads me to plus mind and vision. It's the first, I looked everywhere, it's the first dietary supplement that kind of puts these key thoughts together, that what's good for the eyes is good for the brain, what's good for the brain is good for the eyes. The key ingredients include fluorogliolutein, huperzine, dimethylamino ethanol, N-acetyl-L-carnitine, bilberry extract, and of course, detoxilite. So we'll talk about some of these ingredients. Fluorogliolutein is a marigold extract. It's been used for over 20 years to promote healthy vision. It actually prevents UV damage and blue light damage in the eye and actually allows the rods and cones to speak to each other and to speak through the optic nerve. It actually helps to better signal. Now, this is fascinating because when I was working with fluorogliolutein and Rexall back 20 years ago, it was only about the eyes. Well, Kemin that makes fluorogliolutein, their last 10 studies have been on cognitive function. And the fact that as eyesight improves, so too does cognitive function. And that shows that it's really the same mechanism of action. I want to talk just about lutein. So lutein is fascinating because the research goes back 20 years and a lot of people have added lutein to their products. The problem is that lutein is expensive. And so people tend to not want to add too much because it costs too much. So every study that's ever been done shows the minimum effective dose of lutein is about 3 milligrams a day, about 3 milligrams. So when we were working on this back in 2000, 2001, suddenly a new Centrum product came out, the Centrum Silver, and they said, now with lutein, you know, that voice of God, now with lutein, with lightning bolts, now with lutein, flashing silver lutein, like spinning around. So they made this big deal that it had lutein and the Centrum Silver. And if you look at the label, it had 250 micrograms of lutein on a daily dose. That's 1/12 of the minimum effective dose. 1/12. And they were making it like it was the biggest thing in the world. And that annoys me to no end because, you know, we in the business, we call that fairy dust. It's when there's a little sprinkling of something so you can claim it's in there, but it really doesn't do anything. So like I said, the minimum dose is 3 milligrams. There was a couple of studies done in the 20 teens, about 2014, 2015, that saw a spike in activity at 10 milligrams daily. So we decided to use 10 milligrams daily. It's a very expensive ingredient, but I said, this is something that's going to be key to eye health and make a real difference in this product. And so it's 100 milligrams of FluorGlow lutein, which provides 10 milligrams of lutein on a daily basis. And that is definitely an efficacious dose. Then we're using huperzine. Huperzine really came into its own only about 5 years ago. It was primarily used for people with glaucoma because it lowered eye pressure. But what they found is it actually helped improve cognition in Alzheimer's patients. And it works by inhibiting an enzyme called acetylcholinesterase. You see, so acetylcholine is a primary neurotransmitter in the brain. Acetylcholine opens up acetylcholine receptors and allows a charge to go through to the next nerve. When the acetylcholine is done, it gets broken down by an enzyme called acetylcholinesterase. By blocking that enzyme, you wind up by difference with just a little more acetylcholine. So it actually helps by difference, almost artificially raise acetylcholine levels, which keeps those brain channels open longer. So you can think for longer periods of time. You think quicker because of it. So it's a really interesting mechanism for great increase improvement in cognitive function. Then, as long as we're stopping acetylcholinesterase, let's make more acetylcholine. So DMAE, dimethylamino ethanol, is a direct precursor to acetylcholine. We put this in a lot of products when I was at Rexall. It used to be something in a product called Power Generation, which is something we had athletes use before workout. We called it Fit Focus. So they would take this and have perfect focus for their workouts because it would spike the production of acetylcholine, this primary neurotransmitter in your brain, greatly improving learning and memory, protecting brain function, and enhancing focus. N-acetyl-L-carnitine, this is one of my favorites. We actually put this in some other products, but N-acetyl-L-carnitine is this great little molecule whose only job is to shuttle fat across the mitochondrial membrane into the mitochondria, which utilize for energy. So it spikes mitochondrial energy. But what they found is by doing so, it actually helps reverse age-related macular degeneration, increase visual field means, the visual field, improve visual acuity, and improve foveal sensitivity. It did a lot. And I think it's because by moving the fat and fatty occlusions into the mitochondrial, it helps break down the fat and it helps provide energy exactly where it's needed. So it's a really great addition to this product. Then bilberry extract. Bilberry extract is, again, very high in antioxidants. And remember, the eyes have a lot of oxidative damage, a lot of oxidative stress because of photooxidation. So you need antioxidants for healthy eyes. Now, the liver produces glutathione, which goes in the eyes and helps protect the eyes. Vitamin A itself and beta carotene go into the eye and help the eye function and protect the eye. But more antioxidants will always help protect, preserve the eye, and improve vision. And so bilberry extract provides those anthocyanidins and has been clinically shown to improve night vision, prevent photooxidation. But the coolest thing is the fact that RAF fighters, Royal Air Force fighters in England in World War II, used to carry bilberry with them. The pilots would carry bilberry with them and eat them, and they swore that improved their night vision when they were flying. So it greatly improved their vision. And of course, Detoxilite. We added the zeolite. In this case, there's a lot more to it. You know all those things that zeolite does. You know, the zeolite detoxifies, upregulates zinc finger protein metabolism. We heal better. We make cells better. But in every one of our clinical studies, when we give what we call a paper pencil test, we ask people to describe how they're feeling, if it's positive, negative, anything. And in every single study, we always saw four things: more energy during the day, better sleep quality at night, improved cognitive function and improved visual acuity. And the cognitive function was interesting. Everyone always says it feels like a fog lifted off my brain. And just think, if you're getting toxins and heavy metals out of your body, everything's going to work better. Yes, you should, in fact, feel better. You should, in fact, have greater cognitive function. But the thing that surprised me the most was the improved visual acuity. Why are people seeing better? And so we actually talked to a bunch of physicians and a bunch of biochemists. And the belief is that as we get these toxins out of the body, we're improving liver health. We're taking a lot of pressure off the liver, whose job it is to detoxify. And so if the liver is functioning better, the liver is making more glutathione, and glutathione goes to the eye and improves eye health. And so we saw in these clinical studies that people said that they were seeing better, they improved visual acuity, but most importantly, they saw improved glare recovery and night vision. So we're seeing better at night with better glare recovery. So really, this just ties in to everything else. And that is our Plus Mind Vision product. It improves mental alertness and clarity, memory retention, improved visual focus and acuity, improved night vision, glare recovery. It's a product I'm really, really proud of. I think we're going to see immediate results. I think we're going to start generating testimonials even in the next couple of weeks from people that were at a conference. And this is a really great addition to the Avini product line. As Neil said, we have products you can't get anywhere else. These are products that absolutely change lives. And now with the Avini Plus Mind and Vision, I think we're going to make a difference to a lot of lives. Guys, thank you so much.